Now, the cases involved here, actually, these two ladies are more and need more information. Skender's case is well on its way, and I haven't a clue what your case
is. No, my advocate of translators, right. Because with my bit of language, you know, I took him with me.
Oh, okay. And his case, Skender's case, is very clear. As I say, you've already got the police involved.
I met him 2 years ago, but he forgot me.
Don't take it personal. I forget my wife sometimes.
No, I met you at the Palm Springs. The time I was asking for help.
Okay, all right. Well,
I live in Palm Springs too. I met you at the City Hall.
Okay, all right.
I'm Skender Hoti.
Wonderful.
It's okay. Keep going now.
So, what I thought we'd do is if. Which one of you wants to go first?
You just want like a nutshell version.
A nutshell version, okay. And then what steps, where you can take steps.
Okay. I'm working on a timeline. I thought I would have it ready for you today, but I don't because I was going to leave it with you. But basically, I had a foreclosure case that was dismissed in May of 2014 at the Palm Beach Courthouse, and it was reinstated behind the scenes with no hearing. Ex parte, and I've done a lot of my own investigation, and it's boiling down to I did a FOIA request. I have the emails going back and forth between the opposing attorney and the foreclosure case managers at the courthouse and a judicial assistant, and I think that is how it actually got reinstated. I think it was quite a few people behind the scenes working to make sure that it got reinstated, and it's cost me 2 more years of costly litigation and a ton of stress. And I have a very detailed report, it's 16 pages now, I think my attorney that I had at the time was also looking the other way as well, and allowing this to happen, and with the timeline, it really lays out exactly how this all played about. And I kept detailed notes going through the whole case as well. So that's pretty much my case. And I do have a couple.
Let me mention one thing. It was when it was heard recently, it was dismissed.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I have a new attorney. He did get it dismissed on the merits, which is great. He did a really great job. He took a case that was really like no hope, and he took it from like the bottom pits and pulled it up and got it dismissed.
Okay, wonderful.
And, yeah, so that's good. And the reinstatement order also had my attorney's wrong address on it, and it's the only order in the entire case, the only filing that had his wrong address on it. I actually had another attorney tell me after the case was dismissed in May of 2014 that did you know your foreclosure's reinstated? And I said, what do you mean? And so he goes, no, your foreclosure's reinstated. I checked the docket. And so then I contacted my attorney, and he was playing along. I have no idea how this could have happened. And it's the only order in the entire case that has his wrong address on it. There's just 3 documents in here that you can take a look at those. Then he kept telling me for months and months he was going to send it back in front of the judge who dismissed the case originally, Judge John Hoy. You might even know of him. Mm-hmm. But then he kept saying, waiting for Judge Hoy to come back. And then I finally said, well, where is he? And he said, well, he's a retired senior judge. And they rotate them. Well, I found out when I was interviewing another attorney, to take over the case, not the one that actually got it dismissed, but with someone at the Tipton Group. He said, well, Judge Hoy has been gone since December of 2014. So really, my attorney should have put the case immediately in front of Judge Hoy right when it got reinstated. And he didn't do that. He said he might file a motion to vacate, didn't do that. And then finally he holds a motion to dismiss in January of 2014, right after Judge Hoy left. But I didn't know he left at that point. So I found out later. So the whole thing is just very convoluted. But I've got it narrowed down now to what I think happened. I also tried to contact the staff attorney at the courthouse to see if she could forward me these emails because I forgot to tell you that. I filed Florida bar complaints And in the responses, it came back that the opposing attorney was having communications with the foreclosure case managers, including ex parte communications. So I have I brought the emails with me, but there's attachments on some of the emails, and when I ask them to forward them to me, they will not. They won't forward them to me at all, and then the staff attorney at the courthouse won't forward them. And I think there's something in the attachments that they don't want us to see. And that's probably how it got reinstated. But I think Judge Hoy might have been tricked, and that's what I'm concerned about too, because I don't think he even knows.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm trying to wrap my head around it. And,
yeah.
Obviously, I'm not here to advise you as an attorney. I'm here in my capacity as a state representative.
Yeah.
Try to filter everything. Okay, so I kind of understand where we're at in your case.
Okay.
Are you two together, or do you have a separate
case?
No, it's a separate case.
Mine's separate, and mine's more general, my explanation to you, because clearly,
Wait, hold on just a second. Do you want her to go first, or do you want to address...
Well, I'd like to hear what the common theme is and how we all end up in this room together.
Okay. Mine's a little different from everybody's. Mine's more a family and civil court issue. I was in a long-term marriage with a very wealthy physician and a stay-at-home mom. I brought into the marriage all the money. My husband had just finished school. And 6 years ago, with no notice, he walked out and taking everything from our home and leaving my autistic son and myself without $5, without a car, without anything. And clearly I did not have money for litigation, but he had for an attorney, but he had the O.J. Simpson legal team. He had Joel Weissman and those power hitters. And my judge is Judge David French. And after 5 years in court, I was basically left homeless on the street with my son with no health insurance. My ex-husband was awarded by Judge French 50-50 timeshare, but has not seen my son since. I get less than almost $12 a day, and I can't provide for my son. My husband was awarded, I was left with no automobile, but my husband has a $200,000, I was in a house with an elevator on the water, and we have been living with no air conditioning. And I can't afford to hire an attorney to go after. My question to you is, if I feel there were I know that there is some discretion when it comes to family law case, but if my case has been clearly one-sided, no disclosure, I was left with nothing in a marriage, and I can't provide for my son, and I can't go back to court. And my concern is that throughout my entire, what was supposed to be a 5-day trial, the judge made it clear, we are out of here on Friday, I don't care what happens or what. He was leaving to get married for his fourth time, and he is in litigation with his own ex-wives with child support and alimony, and it is very clear from the documentation that he was extremely biased against me. I don't know if it has to do with being a woman or being, he had some connection with money. I don't know what it is, but it's clear that, something went wrong. And I really don't know where to turn to because I am working scrubbing toilets to feed our child. And my husband runs still a successful practice. I don't know where to turn to. So I'm coming to you. Basically, I don't know where I fit in with this group, other than these are other concerned people that we've had injustices in the courts. And we really have nowhere, I don't know where to turn. So I was hoping that maybe you could help or direct me and see if these are actually, if it's a criminal. Are these criminal acts that someone rules so blatantly against a disabled child and a woman, a married woman with, how do you walk out and plan for 2 years? And all of the things I'm telling you are factual. Everything is in writing. How do you plan for 2 years to set your wife and one child up, and then the court just goes along with it?
Did you have counsel representing you?
I did.